In this episode, you'll discover how ignoring the psychology behind irresistible episode titles is losing you hundreds of new listeners every single week. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Tyga O'Shea.
And in this episode, you will discover the simple psychology behind why some titles get scrolled past whilst others get clicked on instantly.
The single word most podcasters forget to add to their titles that can massively boost your engagement.
And throughout this entire episode, we're going to be giving you the exact before and after comparison on how to apply each of these psychological principles to attract more listeners and to keep them hooked on your content. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster. Look, what if we told you the difference between podcasters that grow steadily and the ones that explode often comes on one line of text? And this isn't really to do with the content or how good your microphone is, although if you've got a shitty mic, it's going to be pretty hard for you to grow an audience. And it's not your guess. We're talking about your episode titles. And what if the episode titles you write, the ones you feel like, you know, that's good enough, the AI did a good job, I like that, that sounds about right, is actually stopping you reaching thousands of potential listeners from ever pressing play?
This isn't just a what if, by the way. This isn't actually just hypothetical. We have very strong reasons to believe and lots of evidence that this is very much the case. We've seen it with part and parcel of our process with the clients, the podcasters we work with intimately in our program, the Get More Listeners Academy, is applying certain psychological principles to episode titles to make them irresistible. And the difference is always monumental. We see people double their downloads, go up, say, 50% within a few weeks of doing this, and instantly start gaining way more momentum much faster, all because they applied the very same psychological principles behind irresistible episode titles you're about to discover in this episode.
Now look, there are three things we talk about all the time that every podcast needs to grow. If you're a business owner and expert with a show, you need these three things in place to grow. The first one is a way to turn more strangers into listeners. The second is a way to keep those listeners coming back for more. And the third is a way to reach more of those listeners consistently. Now, the amazing thing about episode titles are a good episode titles allows you to massively turn more strangers to listeners, because if you're promoting online, doing your marketing, oftentimes your episode titles are the thing people see that attracts or repels them. The second piece is, let's say you do have an episode that blows up, that goes viral, and people go through your back catalog. The main thing that they will look at in order to decide whether or not to click play and listen is your episode titles. And finally, when you have listeners who are excited and eager for new episodes to come out, if your episode titles aren't irresistible, if they're not magnetic, those new listeners who were excited, if they see an okay episode title that doesn't pull them in and convince them to click play and listen, you'll lose them. You'll lose them as a listener. So episode titles are such a fundamental piece of growing your show. It's the boring fundamentals that so many people skip, and that's why so many podcasters don't grow as fast, because they miss them out. So of course, Tyke, we don't want our listeners to lose out on listeners. So what's the first psychological principle they can start using today in order to grow way faster?
You're right, we don't want our listeners to lose out on listeners. So we're about to share with our listeners ways that they can get more listeners. The first psychological principle of irresistible episode titles is urgency, which is giving people a reason to act now rather than later. There are many studies that show this law of human behavior in many, many, many different contexts. But a really easy one to show how this works is a classic study done in behavioral economics, which found that when people were given a choice between receiving £100 today or £120 or dollars in a month, over 70% chose the £100 today, even though waiting gets them more money.
But why is that?
Well, humans naturally gravitate towards instant action and immediate benefit. And if something feels like it can be done or even obtained later, the brain labels it as low priority.
Think of flash sales, for example. When you have things like Black Friday, or if Amazon just puts out, hey, 3 hours left on this offer, people buy way faster. Now, nothing has changed about the product. The only thing that's changed is the fact that the timings has changed, making it way more urgent and people feeling the need to participate or to have that thing right now. Essentially, urgency compresses the decision window for you to act right now.
The first impactful online course that me and Anthony bought together, and we'd bought a few, but the first one actually made a difference for us. And we really only bought because we were hit with a so-called 24-hour discount to get this amazing price. There was a timer on the website, you know, countdowns, which was probably manufactured. And by the way, I'm very, very glad about it. And I'm very, very grateful that we got that psychological
manipulated
slide because we honestly wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for that, literally if it wasn't for that timer and for that that timing. So anyway, how does this apply to episode titles? Without urgency, listeners save your episodes for later, like we said. And later usually means never, because there's just an absolute monstrously big sea of content and things that people can listen to anytime they open their phone. So this means that phrases, and there are phrases you can include in your episode titles that are kind of hacks here in a way, because they just instantly raise the perceived importance and instantly make it more urgent. Things like just saying now, or today, or in 2025. Particularly timely one, this Christmas, before the year ends. All these things tell the brain this matters today, rather than just this is a nice to have.
Now, to make this practical, we have two examples. We have one that's a good generic title. You know, I'll probably rate it like a C+. And then another that's a great title that uses the sense of urgency within the title. So first, we have how to improve your podcast titles versus ignoring the psychology behind irresistible titles is losing you hundreds of new listeners every week. You can see how the before and after, one generic tells you what a podcast is about. However, the second one feels so much more urgent because the messaging is focused on what someone's losing right now by not taking action on the title.
See what we did there?
So look, that's the first piece, Tig, which is using urgency within your titles. Again, give people a reason to act now, not later. Now, the second principle is all about pain, Tig. Because as you know, and as we know, people are more motivated to avoid pain than to gain pleasure.
Daniel Kahneman's famous loss aversion psychology research found that losses feel twice as painful as gains feel good. Essentially, to use money again, the pain of losing $100 is psychologically twice as painful and as powerful as the pleasure of gaining $100. We are just hardwired to move away from discomfort or to try to avoid discomfort more than we are to move towards something good or something better.
And I think this explains why oftentimes you've probably had experiences in your life where you've had lots of motivation to want to get something done or do something, and that lasts for a little while. However, if you're in a painful situation where you need to make something work because you're in so much pain, i.e. you get, unfortunately, let's say, for example, you get bad news that you need to come up with some money within a given time frame, you go into a different mode because you're in a lot of pain. You're trying to get out of a situation. Whereas if you're focused on the future and desired outcome, that's great, but it doesn't always give you the push you need to actually make something happen. And we see this a lot. That's why, again, when you're just comfortable, la-di-da, it's hard to really make massive progress, which is, it's just hard. It's difficult to get yourself motivated. However, if you're in a pretty shitty spot and you're aware of it and you accept it and you want to change it, your motivation is way higher to get out of that shitty spot because the pain is so great.
So how does this apply to episode titles?
Well, with episode titles that tap into pain, we see that they outperform massively those that have vague promises. And the reason is pretty simple. Listeners, same as us, like we've just spoke about, they are struggling with particular pain points right now. And if your title calls out the pain point they're going through, it actually triggers a response in their brain where they pay more attention to it because they feel like your episode has a solution that they need to solve their current painful problem. This is huge. I'm going to repeat that again. If you have a podcast episode title that calls out the pain point of your listeners and they see that, they feel like you have exactly what they need right now. It's hard for them to ignore it. Now, to make this practical, let's say, for example, we just had a title called How to Grow Your Podcast versus the painful reason new listeners can't find your podcast no matter what you try and how to fix it fast today. Again, one sounds very generic. Is it all right? Whereas the second one, it just feels so much more urgent. It feels like you can't really avoid not listening to it if you're currently struggling to actually find new listeners. Or if you're currently struggling to grow your podcast, you're going to pay so much more attention to the second title. Because again, it's focused on a pain point people are actually experiencing. You can do the exact same thing for your own show.
So far we've covered that urgency is the difference between your episode being a nice to have, maybe I'll check it out, versus, oh my God, I need this right now. I'm choosing this over all the other options. We've covered that focusing on pain or the problem in your episode title rather than the desired outcome or the aspiration has a very similar effect because people are much more motivated to avoid pain than gain pleasure. The third principle comes back to that one word we mentioned at the start of this episode that will increase your engagement.
And that one word is you. You're that one word. That sounds hella trippy there, Ty, so please explain to people.
Okay, if I must. Well, personalized language increases attention and engagement, and you can find about 100 different studies of just the quickest Google search, I'm sure, to back this up. I mean, just picking one out of many, on Forbes.com, 50 stats showing the power of personalization, 72% of consumers say they only engaged with personalized messaging. You just personalize things because it just works better, right?
And also, you know, based on your own experience, the fact that you tend to ignore things that feel generic, broad, and irrelevant to you, but you pay attention, very, very close attention to things that do, in fact, feel like they're highly relevant for you. And that's that personalization once again. So that's great.
Exactly. And while we can't include, you know, someone's first name or anything like that in an episode title, because of course it just doesn't work, how can we make episode titles feel very personalized and relevant and like it's speaking directly to the reader?
Well, like I mentioned at the start, that word is you. You're that word. You're that word. No, essentially, we use the word you. It's very simple. We don't have to complicate this. Simply by adding you or your situation makes people feel more seen within your titles. So an example of this might be if you had a title that just said 5 habits of successful podcasters, again, it's good, it's okay, but it's relatively boring. However, if I mention something like 5 not-so-obvious habits that are secretly stopping you from growing your podcast, simply adding the you and your podcast makes it feel way more personalized to your particular situation. Again, it's such a simple thing to do, and we audit a lot of client shows and potential clients we want to work with. And a massive thing that we see when we order their podcast is the titles are pretty generic. They're not really urgent. And instead of being more personalized, they're way more generic, like successful habits or leadership tips for HR managers. You get the general gist. Instead of being focused on the actual person, they're just saying leadership tips you can't avoid as a HR manager. Makes a huge difference.
I see what you did there. You can have the best of both worlds. Again, you can call out who your show is for, as well as making it you, as well as saying, talking directly to the reader. I like it.
So look, like we mentioned, the three things that you should be focused on, ignoring the psychology behind irresistible episode titles is losing you hundreds of listeners every single week you don't apply them. I know that it's sometimes hard to really understand how just changing episode titles drives growth, because you might be thinking, well, we don't need more exposure, yada, yada, yada. The likelihood is you're already getting exposure on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. When you promote on social media, if you're sharing it to your newsletter, people are already seeing your podcast, but they're not clicking play. And 9 times out of 10, the reason they don't click play is because the episode title, that's the thing that either repels them or convinces them to listen. And if your episode titles aren't urgent, they're not focused on the pain points, And if they don't feel personalized to your listeners, they just won't click.
So with that said, hopefully you found this episode valuable and most of all, actionable. We even gave you one word examples of things you can just put in your episode titles to see an improvement. But above all, there are principles and real psychology here that takes your episodes from nice to haves into I need this right now. So take what we've spoken about and try it for yourself. This is the only way you can really see and make this work and reap the full benefit. We hope you've enjoyed.
With that being said, we'll catch you in the next episode. And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.